Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Tuesday, December 3rd, Pope Francis releases a message on International Day for Persons with Disabilities, in which he urges for a more human world. The Pope also gets ready to welcome a group of 33 refugees from the Greek island of Lesbos, and Caritas Internationalis is urging people to take part in its Share the Journey campaign on behalf of migrants and refugees. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merlo. In a message to mark the International Day for Persons with Disabilities, Pope Francis invites people to make the world more human by guaranteeing the dignity of the disabled. Lydia O'Kane reports.
In his message, Pope Francis notes that great progress has been made towards people with disabilities in the medical and welfare fields, but he highlights the fact that even today there is still a culture of waste, with many disabled people feeling that they exist without belonging and without participating. The Pope stresses that all this calls not only for the rights of people with disabilities and their families to be protected, but he adds, it also urges us to make the world more human by removing prejudice. It is necessary, Pope Francis rights, to take care of and accompany people with disabilities in every condition of life, also making use of current technologies so that they can actively and with dignity participate in both civil and ecclesial communities. He also says that the accessibility of places and quality of life need to be promoted, taking into account all the dimensions of the human being. In the message, the Pope emphasizes the many hidden exiles who live in our homes, our families and our societies. I am thinking, he continues, of people of all ages, especially the elderly, who, also because of their disability, are sometimes considered a burden, as cumbersome presences, and are in danger of being discarded, of being denied concrete job prospects to participate in the construction of their own future. Pope Francis stresses that we need to develop antibodies against a culture that considers some lives first or second class. This is a social sin, he says. The pontiff invites people to have the courage to give a voice to those who are discriminated against because of their disability. Making good laws and breaking down physical barriers is important, the Pope writes, but it is not enough if the mentality does not change. Concluding his message, Pope Francis encourages all those who work with people with disabilities to continue with this important service and commitment, which determines the degree of civilization of a nation. I'm Lydia O'Kane.
Pope Francis is preparing to welcome a group of refugees seeking political asylum. Accompanied by the Apostolic Almoner Cardinal Konrad Krajewski, they will arrive in Rome on Wednesday on the express wish of the Pope and thanks to a new humanitarian corridor. Linda Baldoni reports.
The 33 men, women and children will arrive in Italy from the Greek island of Lesbos, where they have been awaiting authorization to leave the island's detention centres for migrants. They will be accompanied by Cardinal Krajewski, whose mission follows that of last May and comes on the heels of Pope Francis's visit to Lesbos in 2016. During that visit, the Pope met with people held at the Moria refugee camp and brought three families of Syrian asylum seekers back to Italy with him on the papal plane. And thanks to the Humanitarian Corridors project, 10 more refugees are scheduled to arrive by the end of the year. As always, assistance for all of them will be provided by the Holy See and by the St. Egidio community. In the latest resettlement of Syrian refugees from Lebanon through the humanitarian corridors, 113 Syrian refugees, including 50 minors, arrived at Rome's Fiumicino airport just last Wednesday. Since the first completely self-financed humanitarian corridors pilot project was launched and implemented in February 2016, more than 1,800 people have arrived, safely and legally, in Italy. And right from the start, Pope Francis has been vocal in giving his support to the project, upholding it as a model and as a solution. The project came to light thanks to the work and commitment of the community of St. Egidio with the Federation of Evangelical Churches in Italy and the Tavola Valdese, and in collaboration with Italian authorities. It aims to stop migrants embarking on dangerous sea crossings and to prevent human trafficking by offering desperate and vulnerable people a legal alternative while complying with national security norms. Once in Italy, the refugees are welcomed into facilities and houses at the expense of St. Egidio and its partner associations, and they're provided with Italian language classes, school enrolment for the children, and help in finding employment and, hopefully, integration. I'm Linda Bordoni.
War has forced 13 million children out of school across the Middle East and North Africa. Many of these children are displaced and live in refugee camps. They are in danger of becoming a lost generation. Sat7 Satellite TV provides Christian television and the gospel message to millions of people across the Middle East and North Africa. Kurt Johansson, Sat7's Executive Director for Europe, Asia and the Pacific, told Linda Bordoni how the Satellite TV is striving to help bridge the gap in education, equipping not only children but parents and teachers with educational programs and much more.
For the refugees who are living in horrible conditions, unimaginable, they have nothing to do. They cannot get a job. There's nothing to do outside their shanty or their tent. There's no law and order. It's dangerous to go out. So they sit in their shanties and their tents and watch television. That's almost the only thing they can do. I was once, a couple of years ago, I was in the Bekaa Valley in Lebanon, visited a lot of families. It was very emotional. It was horrible. But I could not find one tent without a satellite TV and a dish. And somehow they were hooked to a generator and they watched satellite TV the whole day. It's their way of getting information from their home country, but it's also their way of dreaming away from the horrible situation. But Sat7 has a special service for the refugees. We are teaching the refugee children who have been out of school now for several years how to read and write, about mathematics, science, English, how to be a good citizen. And we're also teaching the mothers how to cook where there's hardly any food and how to exercise where there's no fitness center and about trauma counseling. Most children are traumatized. So we're doing a lot of, you can say, social work for those refugees because they are one of our most important viewers nowadays.
That was Kurt Johansson, Sat7's Executive Director for Europe, Asia and the Pacific, speaking there to Linda Bordoni. Caritas Internationalis, the confederation of over 160 national Catholic relief and development agencies worldwide, is encouraging people across the globe to join and strengthen its Share the Journey campaign on behalf of migrants and refugees. Cardinal Luis Antonio Tagle, the president of Caritas Internationalis, has released a message for Advent this year, urging support for the campaign, saying God shared his journey with us in the coming of Jesus. Robin Gomes has the details.
This Advent, let us remember the coming of Jesus, of his journey to us. Christ wants to share the journey with us, as he was shared with us by our creative God, Cardinal Tagle wrote in the Advent message. Share the Journey was launched by Pope Francis in September 2017 as part of Caritas's response to his vision of a culture of encounter, bringing migrants, refugees and host communities closer together to strengthen them, confront prejudice and to recognize our common humanity. Recalling his Share the Journey visit to Bangladesh during Advent of last year, where he met Myanmar's Rohingya refugees in Cox's Bazar district, the Filipino cardinal says, "Their stories are our stories. Their sufferings and dreams are ours as well. We have a common path. We can share their journey." The Archbishop of Manila says that Caritas Internationalis has found inspiration for its Share the Journey campaign in Nasreen, a young woman who works for Caritas Bangladesh, welcoming refugee children and keeping them safe. He says that she is a modern-day witness to the love, joy, patience, humility and kindness of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Earlier this year in Rome, as part of its Share the Journey drive, Caritas members from all over the world created a giant collage of Nasreen's face with pictures and photos. Among the photos are Cardinal Tagle's grandfather, who was sent to the Philippines as a child to escape poverty in China. Pope Francis added a photo of the wedding of his Italian parents in Argentina. Cardinal Tagle recalls how the Holy Family shares the journey with people on the move today. Some of them were told to leave their homes. Others came up against the lack of room at the inn, of safety and security. Others have a baby born far away from home and family, the cardinal added. I'm Robin Gomes.
Bishop Matthew Hassan Kuka, Nigeria's Bishop of Sokoto Diocese, who is also the Episcopal Chair for the Commission, Mission and Dialogue, has sharply criticised the government of Nigeria for its intention to enact a law that he says will stifle legitimate dissent and free speech. In a statement made available to Vatican News by the Catholic News Service of Nigeria, Bishop Kuka described Nigeria's rulers as largely strangers to the ethos of and what is a democratic society. Nigeria is still very far away from the goalposts of what could be called a democratic society. In my view, the environment does not as yet look anything democratic because the actors are largely strangers to the ethos of. What is more, too many of them are tied to the old order, not to talk of the fact that the presence of general presidents suggests that we are still in the thrall of militarism, Bishop Kuka said. As the social media bill makes its way through legislature, many Nigerians have expressed fears that the government wants to use the new law by being judge, jury, and executioner over what it would label as fake news. And finally, the Spirit of God can only germinate in a humble heart, Pope Francis said in his homily at the Tuesday morning Mass at the Casa Santa Marta. As Christopher Wells reports, the Pope said that God's revelation always begins with littleness, implying trust in God rather than being closed in oneself.
In his homily at the daily Mass at Casa Santa Marta, Pope Francis said the day's liturgy speaks about little things. We could say that today is the day of smallness. The first reading, taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, begins with the announcement, "On that day a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him." The word of the Lord sings the praises of what is small, the Pope said, and makes promise, the promise of a shoot that will sprout. And what is smaller than a sprout, he asked. The Holy Father went on,
La redenzione, la rivelazione, la presenza di Dio nel mondo. Incomincia così, è sempre così.
Redemption, revelation, the presence of God in the world all begins like this and is always like this. The revelation of God is made in smallness. Jesus in the Gospel rejoices and thanks the Father because he has made known his revelation to the little ones rather than to the mighty. And he said forcefully,
In una comunità cristiana dove i fedeli, i sacerdoti, i vescovi non prendono questa strada della piccolezza, gli manca futuro. Crollerà.
In a Christian community where the faithful, the priests, the bishops, do not take this path of littleness, there is no future. It will collapse. The Spirit chooses the small, always, the Pope said, because he cannot enter into the great, the proud, the self-sufficient. Pope Francis then anticipates an objection that might be made, that littleness might lead to faint-heartedness or fear. On the contrary, he said, littleness is great, precisely because it is not afraid to take risks, since it has nothing to lose. He explained that littleness leads to magnanimity, because it allows us to go beyond ourselves, knowing that God is the reason for the greatness. Pope Francis concluded his homily by saying how much he likes to hear confessions, especially those of children. Their confessions, he said, are very beautiful because they talk about concrete facts. This can be an example for us of how we should approach God, saying, Lord, I am a sinner because I have done this particular thing. This is my misery, my littleness. But send your Spirit so that I might not be afraid of great things, not be afraid to let you do great things in my life. I'm Christopher Wells.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, be sure to check out our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch the latest updates on our Facebook page or on Twitter. Many thanks go to Gaetano Paradisi in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merlo.